Starting with the King, Howard Eskin here on a Victory Monday. Howard, of course, sponsored by McGurk's Lionville. Get ready for game days at McGurk's Lionville. Their newly updated bar is the perfect spot to bring your squad for all the action. Grab your friends, cheer on your teams in style at your local McGurk's Pub and Grill after a 37-17 win in Cincinnati. Howard, how are we doing today?
King!
Oh, everybody's happy. I guess the coach is all, you know, everybody's all smiles with the head coach now. But that's, it's really never about the coach. It's about the play. It's rarely. Like, the coach in Chicago should be fired. He shouldn't even be able to get on the plane from Washington.
Yeah, he would.
He said, hey, listen, you're no longer our coach. Find your own way home. I mean, that was a disgrace. And then his comments. You know, this is why coaches get fired. Well, we weren't worried about the play before. The play before, they don't guard sidelines.
It's unbelievable. Daniels can't reach the end zone or come close without those 10 yards, Howard. Earlier in the fourth quarter, he had a handoff to an offensive lineman fumble on the goal line. I mean, yeah, I agree with you on this. That coach should have been left in Washington yesterday. He stinks.
Find your own way home. You're no longer our head coach, you moron. Now, that situation, it really was the coach. And he's a defensive guy. He's a defensive coach.
He's a dope, is what he is.
He's a total dope. And those are the guys that should get fired. But, you know, it comes down to players. Players made plays. And, I mean, how many guys can you point to yesterday in that football game for the Eagles that made plays? There's so many. You can go down the list. Cooper DeJean on the fourth down stop. And Nick Sirianni says after the game, we count that as a turnover. And technically it's not. But in reality, it was because of where it was on the field. So Cooper DeJean, Brandon Graham, it's just Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts. You go right down the list of players that made plays, and that's what it comes down to. That's what it always comes down to. It's unbelievable. And when they make plays, they played their best football game yesterday. And Jalen Hurts. Hey, listen, everybody hopes he's going to be what he was in 2022, but he wasn't there for whatever. Well, there's a few reasons, and I love the call that called a little while ago. He wants to improve all the time. Well, so does everybody. What kind of comment is that? He wants to improve. No, he wants to be bad all the time. He wants to be under an average type quarterback. And I don't know if he was under average, but he was just okay. But yesterday he was very good. But there's so many things. It's so many things that you have to look to beyond the coach. But the coaches are important. But the players make plays, and that's what I saw yesterday, right down the line.
They made a lot of them, Howard. All right, let's talk about Jalen, because yesterday it was clearly his best game of the season so far. And a couple things that stood out. One, he was under center a lot more. 21 snaps from under center, 13 the week before. Before that, they weren't in double digits. So that's changed. And Howard, I just thought yesterday he was willing to throw over the middle more, and I just thought he had better pocket presence. When he decided to run, he ran, and when he decided to stay, he kind of stayed in the pocket and then found someone down the field.
Well, and I mentioned it, I think I started a couple of weeks ago, when they started to work, and I mentioned, I'm almost positive with you guys and the other people that I'm on the air with, that they were working more in practice with him under center. And also, they were working on throwing between the numbers in the center of the field, which he did more of yesterday. And the reason a lot of those things didn't happen, I mean, the coaches aren't stupid. They wanted it to happen. He was more comfortable throwing on the edges. That's why those deep passes a lot of times are on the edges. But they knew that the other teams would start to see those things, and you defend against that, and it's not as easy, obviously, to move the football team down the field and score points. And he got better at it, and he was reluctant. Let's put it this way. He was reluctant to do the things that they wanted him to do because he was just uncomfortable with it. He wasn't comfortable under center. He wasn't comfortable throwing over the middle. The best pass he made was to A.J. Brown, where he finally threw and was not afraid to throw into a tight window.
Mm-hmm.
That was the nice. Those are the kind of things that you have to do, and he's starting to do more of those. And he's just, they're working enough with him that he's more comfortable in doing those things. And that's the way the offense is going to, and clearly they were better. And turnovers create some of the points, and they got those too. I mean, so many different things. I from camp, and you guys, I think, remember, I really liked Isaiah Rodgers. He's quick, he's smart, and, you know, he made a nice play on the tip where C.J. Gardner-Johnson made the interception. So all those things... all those things work when you when players make plays, and so you're seeing you saw more of it. Cincinnati's not a bad team. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow is still a really good quarterback, and you could tell he's so on point with his passes, but doesn't have he has zero run game, zero. It's just I guess the offensive. Well, I don't guess the offensive line is just not good enough because if you open a hole, at least the running back can have some of it. But you know, the Eagles. I can't think anything other than early in the game defensively, and they shaped, you know, they kind of strapped that down. They did everything. They did everything well. They did everything well.
Well, they did. And Howard, that secondary is that's the major difference for me from last year to this year in terms of just the on the field. Like they have different coaches, obviously, but last year that those corners were not good. Bradbury and Roby, those old guys. Now you throw Mitchell in, you throw DeJean in. Howard, they're good at corner now, and they're making plays out there. Those plays in the second half of the game, you mentioned Rodgers too, and DeJean, that changed the whole game.
Yeah, Cooper DeJean is a player. He's going to be so important to this team. And I forget, it was a former NFL player told me, you know how hard it is for a player, a rookie, to come in and play the position that Cooper DeJean is playing, and he's playing it well. It's hard to come in right away and do that. The guy obviously has football smarts. He's very athletic. That's why eventually, I know Britton Covey's going to be back, but Cooper DeJean's a pretty good backup to have in that situation because of the skills that he has in that area too. But defensively, he's done an excellent job, and they have a lot of really good people. I could, you know, you walk around the locker room and you see that they really care about each other, and that's not the case all the time, and it's not the case in all sports. And it certainly, I mean, the NBA is the worst, but football is probably the best when it comes to that because you have to be, otherwise you can't win. And they're doing that.
They are 5-2 now, 3 straight wins. Art, they're 3-0 in the Sirianni buzz cut era. Now the question I have is, what do you know about the origination of this? Where did it come from? And two, do you think it continues? Because I think he's due for another buzz. I mean, before the game coming Sunday, if he's going to keep it short, this is the week to do it.
Well, he said his wife doesn't really care for
well,
it.
Well, I mean, so. We got to win games here. Maybe in the offseason he can grow back out.
But from what I can't believe that I actually kind of understood. Well, let's put this. I go to a marketing dinner. You know, the Eagles partners and clients, and I go, Merrill goes. A lot of times Mike Quick goes. And that came up with the buzz cut. Oh yeah, it's buzz cut. You know, what kind of coaches are you to buzz cut? Well, you know, just keep quiet. By the way, on that dinner, I called the Eagles a stone cold mortal lock on Saturday.
Wow,
because the numbers were so unbelievable for the Eagles that, you know, I started to get more and more of the numbers. Top 10 in both offense and defense.
Yep.
The only team in the NFL. This was a revenge game for Jalen Hurts, too, which I put some stock in.
The Peach Bowl? From the Peach Bowl?
The only time he played against Joe Burrow, LSU won 63-28.
Yeah, that was when Burrow had all those, he had Chase and
seven
he had
touchdowns.
Jefferson. Yeah,
they
killed
him. They had a lineup.
Yep. I know. So you can't help, and somebody told me that Jalen made a comment last week, not to us, the media, but to somebody else, and they couldn't figure out what it was, and they think, well, maybe he was thinking. You can't not think about the only time you played against this guy when you got smoked, when he was at Oklahoma against LSU. And, you know, I think everybody takes pride in, that's not going to happen to me again. And that could have been part of it. But back to the hair, the buzz cut. From what I understand, Nick Sirianni, it was during the bye week, and he saw an old ID, I don't know if it was a license, an old ID card with a buzz cut. And he said, well, you know, and again, this is like from somebody else with the team. And he says, you know, it didn't look bad. He liked it. So that's why he did it. had nothing to do with anything else.
Well, now it's leading to wins. I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence. They're 3-0 in the buzz cut era. Hour. This is they got to keep this up.
You guys,
yeah, you can't let it grow back
because you don't have any hair. It's not easy for a guy.
Well,
that
do
has
you know
hair.
About Kyle? I mean, Kyle has to now do the same to his hair. He's gonna mirror Sirianni in you know because
why,
they
won the game. Was that because the Eagles won the game?
Well, they won three straight.
Oh,
they've rallied behind the buzz cut.
I mean, Howard, I think you should do the same.
Well, you know, you two guys and Kyle, when you're not good looking, it doesn't matter. So
that's
you
right.
Know, you can buzz cut. You can do anything. You know, you try to do anything to help. You know, help your looks.
It's like a Hail Mary.
So, yeah. Right. Just like yesterday. Sometimes a Hail Mary works, Howard. Once in a while, you got to throw it up.
Well, it works if people are foolish. I want to see who's buzz cutting Kyle. And actually,
oh, he'll do it himself, just like Sirianni.
Yeah, it won't take much. Just to put the number one on there.
Yeah.
And just cut it off. Put the number one guy on there.
Well, you know, you look at this team. See, now it's going to be easy for you guys to say you should keep the buzz cut.
Has to.
Play Jacksonville.
Yep.
They got to be careful to not have a letdown because Jacksonville's they play tough against Green Bay, but I don't think Green Bay is what I thought they were. And then after that, they play a Dallas team. For those Cowboys fans, they suck. I mean, it is a joke. And again, Dak the Wonder, he has catch-up yards to kind of pad his stats. I mean, it's ridiculous. So they should beat the Cowboys. And the Cowboys are not a good home team.
No, they haven't won at home yet. Howard, after that, though, circle November 13th, Thursday night. It's the biggest game of the year. The Commanders coming here, Howard.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that because I wonder if the owner of the Sixers, you clowns that support an organization, and I said, you know, they want them to win, and I get it. Support an organization where the owner of the Sixers wants to beat the favorite team in Philadelphia, the Eagles, because he's the owner of a rival team. To stand on the sidelines, is he going to be on the sidelines in Philadelphia? It's a disgrace to support the Sixers organization with that owner that wants to beat the Eagles. That's just, it doesn't compute in my book, but that's going to be a big game. I'll look at that closer, but I like the Eagles in that game. I already like the Eagles because they're getting better, and I'm not sure if Chicago can hold, you know, the Washington football team, whatever their name will be in the next couple of years, if they can hold them to basically 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why can't the Eagles do that?
Well, that's fair. Howard, I mean, if all plays out the right way, we're talking about 8-2 and in first place in about 2.5 weeks. So that's
and then the coach is,